Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show in our new home right here on US 103, your home for the ultimate classic rock. I'm Dan. John Smith, he's the gunsmith right over here. We're going to talk some information he's got from MCRGO, the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, and all kinds of stuff, going into a lot of details, a lot of different things. As always, welcome aboard. Glad to have you
here. Hey, I'm glad to be here, Dan. Oh, thanks. This is another great day. It's any day is a good day. If a day ends in Y, it's a good day to talk about guns.
Not a bad day, no.
So not a bad day at all. And winter's upon us, so now we get to shut our doors, look at our gun safes, and say, how can I expand this collection? What can I do to expand this collection? What can I do to make it better? Well, some of the things we have to talk about, unfortunately, and I'll start off with this, is going to be a little bit of politics this morning. Remember, you can always catch us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show on Facebook. It's very simple, The Gunsmith Show. Check out our page, like us, follow us, and you can always ask me questions on there, and I'll get to them and answer them the following week on the radio. So then we also have thegss.com, which is our website, thegss.com, and you can stream our shows on there and pick them up anytime you want to. If you can't catch the show live, you can always catch the shows on there. So we appreciate it greatly, but we love being here on US 103, and hopefully you're enjoying what we give you. So we'll get right into it. The MCRGO report, again, that's the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. Every month, they give us a good CPL report, which is Concealed Pistol License. They stay right on top of it with the Michigan State Police and let us know exactly how many, CPL holders that are in Michigan now. The number changes every month because people lose them. Some people let them go. Some people die. But yet, right now, we're gaining numbers because so many new folks are getting their licenses now. It's hard to believe. I've got three people going in this next week, good friends of mine that we've been training with, getting them ready for class, and close to home, man. Three ladies that I know have been waiting and waiting, and finally they said, you know what? 2024 is the year. I'm getting it done. I'm getting my CPL class. They're all going through Williams Gun Sight, getting their classes done there. And they're doing them every single weekend this month, Dan.
Yeah.
So they are hopping. So as of right now, the CPL report shows that as of the last day they checked in December, 820,446 CPL holders here in the great state of Michigan. Now, what does that mean? That number went up in December. We've never seen that number go up in the month of December before. And I say that because usually it tails off a little bit in December because of the holidays and everybody's busy. But more people took time out of their lives in December of 2023 to get their licenses than they have in the past. So that tells you there's a trend. And the trend is, a year ago, we were in the 700,000s, and here we are now. We're in 820,446 members or CPL holders. It doesn't count the amount of people that they're in the process of, because everybody I know that's doing classes is full. So if you don't have your CPL yet, get it. And if you have got it, make sure it's up to date and you're following the rules, and try to brush up on those rules. We'll get an expert on here next couple months, come on and spend 15, 20 minutes with us and bring you up to speed if there's been any new rules and regulations, because we know there's always things changing. But we want to make sure that you're legal and doing things right, and looking forward to it. So outstanding year for CPLs, and 2024 is going to get huge. I think by the end of this year, we'll be over 900,000. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to see over 900,000 members members of Michigan being CPL holders. That just means that we have a stronger constitutional basis to make things happen, because every one of us can be a very good advocate for safety, for one thing, personal security, looking out for your neighbor, and just being good advocates, being good Americans. So on another note, again, from our friends at MCRGO, they give us some kind of alarming news on our Attorney General, Dana Nessel. They've been very, very busy in the state capitol making laws that are against legal gun owners, trying to curtail our rights and our ability to get things done, our ability to own things that we already have. They're trying to take things away from us, literally have to destroy what we have in our own safes and what we've already invested our money in. So our attorney general, unfortunately, is one of, I think it's 22 states' attorney generals that have signed this order against, it's a kind of a proclamation against, of all people, Lake City Arsenal, which is the people that make the Lake City ammunition. And with Lake City ammo, it's always been top-notch. It's what everybody wants to get for their AR-15s and for their Mini-14s or their 223s or 5.56s. Just good ammo. And unfortunately, they're trying to tie it to, like, terrorism, that having this ammo somehow puts you in a class of being a terrorist, a person who's going to do mass shooting. So they're trying to stop Lake City Arsenal from allowing this ammunition to get to the public. And I mean, I've been going to gun shows, Dan, for 40 years, and I went to them in the early 80s and bought Lake City Arsenal ammo. It's always been out there. It's always been available. It's what the military uses. And it's not any more destructive than anything else. It's just good ammo. The Lake City brass that we get, the reused brass, you know, because I always talk about reloading.
Right. Yep.
Well, that Lake City brass is a valuable commodity. People want it because it's such good brass. So all the way around, it's pretty frustrating. Here it is, our own attorney general is trying to stop us from being able to get this ammunition. Now, the note from MCRGO directly to Dana Nessel says, we encourage you to refrain from using your office for political attacks on legal gun owners and instead focus on removing violent criminals from our communities. And truly, that's a pretty good statement. I mean, our friends at MCRGO are pretty sharp. You know, Steve Doolin and the crew are they're pretty sharp. So that second sentence, and instead focus on removing violent criminals from our communities. It is the violent criminals and the people who are mentally ill that are causing these problems. Who does a mass shooting that isn't mentally ill? I don't think there is anybody that would do a mass shooting that isn't mentally ill. So there's our target. That's who they should be targeting, not law-abiding citizens. Now, you can never tell when somebody's going to flip, but that's why we have to be diligent. We have to keep our eyes peeled. We need CPL holders to stop bad things from happening before they happen, or catch them right as they're beginning to happen, stop them in the meantime. So anyways, that's where I sit on this pile of crap, because it's pretty upsetting. I'm tired of this fight and legislation. I thought we were done with this years ago.
Why are they targeting specifically that
Because they can't seem to get any headway at taking our guns away from
us. But what's the justification? Didn't you say that there was some...
Justification is they outlined multiple mass shootings where
the
ammo was used.
Yeah.
And a lot of times those guns were stolen or taken from family members, and it was probably whatever was loaded in the magazine. I don't know what happened during the case, but a lot of times...
Can you buy that at the store?
Yes. You can go to Dunham's, you can go to Williams Gun Site, you can go to Bass Pro Shop sometimes and buy it. You can get it all over the place.
Yeah.
You can probably get it up at Ben's Great Outdoors. There's all kinds of places to get it.
It's arbitrary to target one specific kind of ammunition.
Well, it'd be like trying to stop you from driving a gasoline-powered car by saying, okay, you're not going to be able to buy gas anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what they're trying to do. But there's 1,000 manufacturers of ammo.
They want people to make an all-electric car.
Yeah, I know they are.
I think if they're going to do that, they need to make sure that fire extinguishers included with each one.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You can't really drive them in the winter either, John. The batteries.
No.
About 15, 20 minutes you got.
I won't be driving one in the winter.
No, I won't either.
I don't even, you know, the only electric cars I play with is my old AFX racetrack.
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I always flipped it off getting into the curve.
Yeah. Them little cars go flying.
They're quick.
Yeah, there we go. We're off the beaten path again.
Doesn't
take long. Two guys closing in on 60. That's the way it goes. But I know everybody's got their own feelings about this.
But it's silly to sit. I mean, even if it's 8 examples of this, I mean, how much of that ammo is out there? I mean, what kind of a percentage of?
Millions and millions and millions of rounds, you know? It's all over the place.
I mean, it makes it look like they're doing something when they aren't.
Exactly. I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in the meantime, always making laws. And, you know, the other day I saw a post from my local state rep, and he was happy to be back in at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned my stomach to know he was back in the Capitol, because I know what he's doing. He's trying to strip my rights away. Your rights too. Because my rights are your rights. We are talking about the Second Amendment, you know, the right of the people, and it's a God given right. It's not something they can take away, but they think they can all the time. So pretty frustrating. So in today's show, we're gonna dig into a few guns. I'm gonna talk about them right now. The Sig Sauer P365. It's been out for a while now. It's been a very popular gun. Well, they just come out with a new one called the AXG Legion.
Okay. We're going to talk about that one.
Sig's really good about this, about bringing these Legions out. And the next one, we're going to do a shoot and story about the T-SOS 1911 Night Stalker, which is an outstanding gun. We've got them. We tried them, and real happy with them. So we're going to give a little testimonial on that and what you can expect if you get one. And then we're going to get into our last segment of the show today. We're going to be talking about thermals, night vision and thermals, what you can expect from those, and what are they? Because a lot of people are really confused about what night vision is there. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give you a little insight into the budgetary process around buying them, because you might need to get a loan.
90 days, same as cash, something like that.
Well, yeah, maybe a little more net. Might need a payment book with a couple of years.
Two, three years worth of financing.
Yeah, you never know.
Interests are up quite a ways too.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to pay the interest on it. But it's night vision, so what do you want?
We'll get you more info on that coming up. Yeah. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103, your home for the ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.